Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Paul had one of the greatest careers in the Jewish religion of anybody in his day, and he gave up everything to pursue Jesus. Man, he was a person that when he walked into Jerusalem, everybody knew who Paul was, but he gave that up and he became a missionary and went into places where they persecuted him and put him in prison and spit on him and did all of these things and defamed him. And he did all of this just because he loved God. And this man, here he is, here we are 2,000 years later talking about the Apostle Paul. You and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Apostle Paul and how God used him. And it was because he gives us his heart right here. He just wanted to know him and the power of his resurrection. He had this one thing in mind. That's all his goal was. You know, if your goal was to know God, well then, man, it's easy to succeed. Nothing can stop you. Cancer can't stop you from knowing God. Poverty can't stop you from knowing God. A recession can't stop you from knowing God. What other people say about you can't stop you from knowing God. If that was your focus, if this is what Christianity was all about, is about having relationship with God, you could obtain that and you could find joy and peace and satisfaction in the midst of whatever the world goes through. And brothers and sisters, I'm saying this in love, but Americans are spoiled rotten. We haven't experienced the hardships that most of the rest of the world does. Jamie and I were just in Luxembourg and saw the Battle of the Bulge and how many graves, I forgot, 5,600 in one place and then 10,000 in another. And I mean, people gave their lives and people have suffered. And most Christians today couldn't stand that kind of pressure because we just don't have what it takes on the inside. Our relationship with God is so deficient. Not from God's standpoint, from ours. You know, at my mother's funeral, I just saw this man, Jimmy Williamson, who is my sixth grade teacher, and I never will forget that this man, he taught us a lesson, and he put one of these 1 gallon gas cans on a Bunsen burner. And he heated it, got it really hot, and then he put the lid on it and set it on the desk right in front of me. I was sitting on the front row. I couldn't talk. He had me sitting right on the front row in front of him. And anyway, I was sitting right there, eyeball to eyeball with this gas can. And of course, when you heat it, the air expands. And when he put the lid on, as it cooled on the inside, the air contracted and it formed a vacuum, and nobody touched that gas can. But I watched it, and it just started popping and cracking, and it fell. It bent in two and fell on the ground, and it was just like it was crushed, like somebody took a hammer or a sledgehammer to it and crushed the thing, and nobody ever touched it. It was just the normal atmospheric pressure that you and I are in right now that crushed that can because it had a vacuum inside. And you know, that is exactly the reason that so many of us are crushed under all of the pressures of this life. There aren't different pressures. People love to make everything sound like, oh, we've got more pressures today than people have ever had, and it's so much harder, and this modern society is so bad. That's not true. The scripture says there is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. This is common. The moment you think that you've got a unique situation, nobody's ever been through what you've been through, you have been deceived. You are contrary to the Word of God. I can tell you people who've had it rough, like I got friends over in the UK who, when they were little kids, the bombing was happening during World War II, and they took all of the young people away from their parents and put them in fields out in the countryside and lived in tents for 2 and 3 years. When they were 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, 10 years old, and they lived there with just one adult per 100 kids or something like that. Now, that's tough. But not having designer jeans, not having the shoes that light up when you walk and everybody else has them and you don't have any, that's not tough. Unless there's a vacuum on the inside. We don't have more pressures today than anybody else has had. I guarantee you, that generation that went through World War II where they were fighting, I mean, we nearly all wound up speaking German. That was pressure. Jamie's uncle was in Iwo Jima, and he was in the first wave, and they told him the first five waves, not a single person would live. They were all going to die, but they were using them to draw machine gun fire and ammunition. And when they ran out and had to go resupply, they said it would be the sixth wave before the first person lived. And those first 5,000 people in those first five waves knew they were going to die. And yet they went ahead and sacrificed their life because that's what they had to do to take Iwo Jima and get a foothold so they could attack Japan. You know what? That's pressure. But sitting here and saying, well, my credit card's maxed out. What do I do? That's not pressure. That's self-induced pressure. It's only because we have a vacuum within. It's because we don't have any values and we don't have this relationship with God is the reason that we're being crushed under all of these things. You know, I had a woman come to me. I was in Charlotte. I go to Charlotte every year. And I had a woman come to me. And I spoke at this business. And I went back and there's 30 employees and about 10 of them or so got born again. And we just had a great time ministering to these people. But this one woman came back and she says, I'm not a Christian like you and Chip, the owner of this business. And she says, but I know that prayer works. And she says, I'm on my fourth marriage and I've been divorced 3 times and he's threatening to divorce me. And because of this, she tried to commit suicide the day before. She had slit her wrist and had been put in hospital. And this was her first day back at work. And she was just crying crocodile tears. And she says, it's going to be my fourth divorce. I just can't live if I get divorced. Would you please pray for me that I wouldn't get this divorce? And I just stopped this woman and I said, now let me make sure I understood this right. I said, you aren't born again and you know that you aren't born again. And she says, that's right. And I said, if you were to die right now, you'd go straight to hell. And she said, yes. And I said, and you want me to pray for your marriage and not pray for your salvation? And she said, yes. And I said, lady, do you realize that after you've been in hell for 1,000 years, burning in the fire and in torment, you aren't going to give a rip whether this marriage worked or not? I said, who cares about your marriage? Now, am I saying that God doesn't care about marriage? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying in relation, in comparison, it ought to be like dung compared to knowing God. And this woman was just crying these big old tears. And when I said that, it's just like I slapped her. She just stopped and she says, you know, you're right. She says, I ought to be saved. And I said, you should. And I said, well, let's pray. And we got her born again. And then we prayed for her marriage. But see, there's some people that say, oh, I agree that Jesus ought to be first in our life. And you would sit there and agree with this as long as it was in minor things. But if you're going through a divorce, you can't be happy going through a divorce. Why not? I'm not saying you ought to be happy because of the divorce, but that your relationship with God would be able to sustain you through the divorce so that you could still have joy and peace because He's the same. He's never going to divorce you. You ought to be rejoicing in the fact that, God, you're never going to divorce me. I probably deserve this divorce. There's probably something I did wrong or I could have done better. And Father, even though I don't do everything right, thank you that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. You could be rejoicing over that. If nothing else, you could take the scripture where it says in heaven, they neither marry nor are given in marriage. And you could say, thank you, Jesus. It's only temporary. Thank you that I'm not going to have to deal with marriage problems throughout all eternity. If you're having marriage problems, that's not an excuse for you to be depressed and defeated. If the doctor tells you you're going to die, that's not a reason for you to be depressed and defeated. If you've lost somebody close to you, that's not a reason for you to lose your joy. And I know some of you are thinking, you're sitting there condemning me. I'm not condemning you. I'm saying these things to help you. I'm just saying that in comparison to knowing Jesus, nothing else in life matters. It's everything. And this is what salvation is all about. God didn't want to save you just so He could get another servant, somebody to go do something for Him. God loves you. He saved you because He loves you. The Lord wants to hang out with you. The Lord wants to know you and let you know Him. The Lord just enjoys being with you. I know that this is a new wrinkle in some of y'all's brains. Again, religion has made it so that I've got to do a work for God, do a work for God. Most of us are human doings instead of human beings. We feel like we got to do something. But you know what? God just loves you. He enjoys spending time with you. God's a good God. I've been in services before where I've been so overwhelmed. I remember one time Jamie and I were at Catherine Kuhlman's meeting and we had seen a woman that I took off of a stretcher that only weighed about 70 pounds. And she could not stand. I could put my hand around her thigh. And I took her out of that thing and had to put her in a seat for fire code things. And I felt her and I knew that, man, this woman, she couldn't even sit up. We had to prop her up with pillows. And then we saw her jumping up and down on the stage and pushing her stretcher back and forth and totally healed. And we saw miracles happen. And man, Jamie and I just stood there. We were the last people to leave. It was like we were in the presence of the Lord. I was just so blessed. I was so blessed to be there. I've been in multiple services like that where I've been overwhelmed. And I was ministering one time on the love of God, and I saw people just get set free. I saw people change right in front of my eyes. I saw the same thing happening to them through me that I had happen to me before. And I remember going back to the hotel. I was driving the car just think. I was praising God. I was thinking, God, this is awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was just thanking Him and praising Him. And you know, in the middle of it, God stopped and said, well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you for representing me and telling those people that I'm a good God and that I'm not imputing their sins unto us. And you know, there's some of you who would say, oh no, that wasn't God. God would never thank you. That's because you don't know God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to thank those of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, it's your giving that has enabled us to reach 2.2 billion people on this earth. But there are more that we can reach. There's so much more that we can do. We want multiple broadcasts. We want to be able to just saturate the airwaves so that people can't avoid this truth. And it just takes a lot of money. We are about halfway there to our goal of just making this, putting it in the face of people so that they have to confront these truths. I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a monthly partner with us. That's how God supplies our needs, is through our partners. And if you would call, we would love to share with you and have you become a monthly partner with us.